News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I couldn't be more excited. I have a good friend here in the studio this morning from my old stomping grounds out on Pensacola Beach. And I have with me Rhonda Dorfman, who wears many, many hats out on the beach. But today, she is here to talk to us about the Pensacola Beach Women's Club, all that they do, and a big event that they've got coming up. Hi, Rhonda. I'm so happy to see you here.
Hey, Meg. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. Okay, Rhonda. So a lot of folks maybe have some preconceived ideas about what a woman's club is, or they may not even be familiar with the fact that Pensacola Beach has this extraordinary active woman's club. So when I got out there with my position out of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, I had no idea how much the Women's Club did until I was the beneficiary of their tremendous support. The entire 3 years that I was there, I don't think we did an event, a community event ever, that the Women's Club wasn't involved. So talk a little bit about who you are, how long you've been around. Kind of give us a Women's Club 101.
Thank you. Well, we are very excited. This year, we are celebrating our 70th anniversary.
Get out. 70, really?
Yes, we are the oldest civic organization on Pensacola Beach.
No kidding.
Founded in 1954.
Wow.
And in 1957, they incorporated they filed nonprofit paperwork because they went to the Santa Rosa Island Authority and said, we want to buy property so we can build a clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So these ladies went to the bank, borrowed a little money, negotiated with SRIA, and said, this is the property. We want to build a clubhouse, a community center for the full-time residents who live on Pensacola Beach. They built the clubhouse. We meet monthly.
Mm-hmm.
In 1982, the church was meeting in our clubhouse. So in 1982, our women turned the community center over to the church.
Okay.
And we meet there to this very day, the third Thursday of the month. We, in the old days, they used to play cards, bridge.
Right.
And now we celebrate birthdays, mm-hmm. and we are a social club primarily. But we are a social club that supports the civic opportunities out on the beach. We support the chamber. We support the businesses. And we've been doing this since 1954.
It's incredible, really. And it's at Pensacola Beach Community Church.
That's correct, so where the beach church is.
Just past the firehouse down there. And you said that how many members do you have now? Because I was surprised at the size of the membership.
We have 120 members.
Yes, that's a lot.
And when COVID hit, we're like, we're not going to let COVID kill us. So we found a way to work through all of that. We've worked through hurricanes and many, many years, ups and downs. But yes, we are 120 members proud and strong.
So where does the funding come and how do you go about, how do you decide what projects to work on? I know you have a whole board. You're the president, yes?
I'm the president this year, yes. And what we do each year is we have a appropriations committee that sort of vets some charities.
Mm-hmm.
We change charities this year. We're a nonprofit. We're a 501c4. Money comes in, money goes out. So, our women pay dues. Our dues are $40 a year. And we have potlucks. Sometimes we have catered luncheons. And once a year, we have a party. We have a party with a cause.
Yes.
But this year, because we're celebrating our 70th anniversary, we're doing it up extra big. So each year, the theme is different. And sometimes we continue with themes because they've been a big hit. But this year, we're going into town to Sanders Beach, and we are going to host our annual fundraiser on March 13th. And we always support our Pensacola Beach Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the school and without the church, we're a community out at the beach.
Right.
And so without that, the beach would be something different. It would lose some of its, its fun. So we support the elementary school and we support the beach church because we still meet there and it's our community center. Art shows, it's where we vote, etc. And then we pick a couple of other charities. And this year we've picked Children in Crisis,
mm-hmm.
and the newly formed Gulf Coast Turtle Watch.
Because, oh, yes, they're doing such a great job.
They are. And they're looking for a vehicle To transport injured sea turtles to their facilities when they, you know, when they get hooked by a fisherman, et cetera. So that's a good program. And, of course, Children in Crisis is an excellent program with foster children and helping kids. And we, you know, like I said, our appropriations committee got together and said, how about these groups? So we're going to talk hopefully about many ways that you can support them in addition to coming to our party and having a fantastic time.
Well, this is a first, isn't it, to have the party in town? Because isn't it usually on the beach?
Yes, it is.
Has that been a little controversial? Or yeah. People, I mean...
Good question. And it, yes, and it has been. You know, we have some women who have been members of the club for a really long time. And lots of last 2 years, we had the event on property, mm-hmm. on site at the beach church with the big, we did rented the tent and did everything.
It's fantastic too. It was outdoors. They had last year the Modern El Dorados played.
Yes.
And they had outdoor grilled steaks. Oh my gosh. It's a fabulous party.
Well, we always, you know, food. I'm very particular about the food, and Culinary Productions is our caterer, mm-hmm. and we love him, and he's going to prepare some great food for us. We're just going to do it in town. The weather stresses me out, having an outdoor event.
Yes.
So
tell me about it.
And, you know, on the beach, we used to have events up to 400 people.
Sure.
Before COVID. So, you know, we'll sell out, and we have more room to sell more tickets at Sanders Beach. We had to cap our events at 250 when we had them on site.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, because it's a 70th year celebration, we thought we'd go into town. The Sanders Beach, it's a beach over mm-hmm. the water.
Oh, yeah.
And we can... I don't have to have my weather worries.
No, and you can plan ahead of time and set up ahead of time.
And it's, since it's March 13th, it's 1 week earlier. Mm-hmm. All of my women were going on cruises, so I said, well, we'll have to have the event a week earlier this year.
The beach lifestyle.
Yeah, that beach lifestyle, going on cruises, taking trips, you know, sailing away, things like that.
Oh, funny.
So this year we are sailing through the decades, and that's our theme.
I love it.
Because we're going to celebrate the 70 years that we've been out on Pensacola Beach.
And really, I don't know if people realize, but that's 70 years of community service. These women, I am telling you, this particular group, I've never seen anything like it. It's one of the most, and I'm not just saying that because Rhonda's sitting here, but I was so impressed because it's constant. I mean, there are constant needs in our community. And those women, they show up. Different groups have different favorite things that they do. When Bamboo Willies does their fundraiser, you'll see one group out. When they do the big polar bear plunge, you know, on New Year's Day.
From registering people to slinging crawfish, right?
Exactly.
Or pouring wine at the Arts and Wine Festival. Selling T-shirts at the Taste of the Beach.
Yeah.
That's right.
And also at the air show, they manage the hospitality tent for mm-hmm. all the families at the air show. I mean, really, it's extraordinary, all the different things that y'all do. I think people have no idea.
Well, I think that people, you know, in our area, people come to the beach because it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And 60% of our beach is dedicated for public use. But I think it's important to realize that there's a real community out there.
Yes.
There are 3,000 people, almost 3,000 full-time registered voters out there. And the community is very important. And so we want to support our beach businesses. We want to support the, you know, Mardi Gras parade out there, the
mm-hmm.
Christmas parade
right.
that takes place out there. And we love our beach in season and off season. And we just want to remind everybody that it would be the beach would have a different feel if we didn't have the community out there.
No question.
We didn't have the full-time residents. So, you know, we just like to support the beach businesses and enjoy our community. And our ladies, they know how to have a good time too.
That is very true. I can back you up on that one. Very true. That's the fun part of it. And all ages too, because again, the stereotype is everyone in there is 90 years old with a cane and they're playing bridge. Not this group. Thank you very much. This group is young, mixed, vital, all ages from probably like late 20s, early 30s, all the way up.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, we've had in past years for our fundraiser, we raffled off trips to Italy.
Yes.
We had a wonderful Villa Triangeli in the Bodonia area. She gave us a trip to Italy to raffle off to raise money for our charities. And this year, one of our own members has a home that we'll talk about afterwards.
All right, hold that thought, and you'll find out what they're giving away this year right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Rhonda, send it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back to hear about what that big prize is going to be. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I have Rhonda Dorfman with the Pensacola Beach Women's Club here this morning talking about the big event coming up. I want to hear about this raffle prize now.
Okay.
This is a fundraiser.
Yes.
It's always really good.
You know, you always have to have something fun to do. And one of the ways that we break up our evening is we have gaming and charity gaming and Chinese auctions and auctions, silent auctions. But we also have a raffle to win a mountain of 4 nights at a mountain retreat in the Weirs Valley in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh.
One of our members owns a second home there, and she has donated it the last year, and she's donated again this year. And it's a beautiful home that sleeps 6 adults, up to 6 children. There's a children's room as well.
Nice.
And it's got a jacuzzi and a fire pit, and on 2 acres, it's very secluded. And they're lovely, lovely people. And this is a top-notch home. It's not a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a home.
Okay.
And for $25, you can buy a raffle ticket to enter to win. And I think it's important for you to know that our event tickets are $50, and it's open to the public. We only have about 100 tickets left to sell.
Okay.
We sold that many, but we have 100 tickets left, and it's open to the public, so you don't have to be a member to attend. You can go to our Facebook page, Pensacola Beach Women's Club, or you can go look up Venmo, and you'll see there are many different ways that you can purchase a ticket to go to the event, or you can just purchase a raffle ticket for $25. You do not have to be present to win.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And we also have different sponsorship levels as well, because you can write a check directly to Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, Pensacola Beach Elementary School. When we do our auctions at the beginning and you purchase all your auction tickets, we will literally have tubs where you can place your money directly in a tub to that organization.
Mm-hmm.
So the ticket, the $50 pays for your event. But when you get there, all the money we raise at that event that night all gets split up and goes directly to the charities, or you designate it that evening into a tub and you say, put this in Children in Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Put this in the Turtle Watch.
Gotcha.
Also, some of our silent auction donations. We also have 2 other stays on the beach, for one at Portofino and mm-hmm. one in a home on the beach. Those silent auction items, you can designate where you'd like the money to go there. So if you end up spending $700 on a silent auction item, you can say, I want that $700 to go to Children in Crisis.
That's
or the
great.
Beach Church.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's really great.
Yes.
So just out of curiosity, how much money have you raised in the last couple of years?
Well, we average about $25,000.
That's great.
Yes. Now, you know, during COVID, our event was canceled 3 different times. And finally, a restaurant on the beach worked with us, and we spread out our event so that it was all day so we could meet the occupancy mm-hmm. requirements mm-hmm. during COVID. Well, that year, we were also selling a cookbook. And we have a cookbook for sale this year in celebration of our 70th anniversary, which is for sale for $20.
I've got a copy.
And $10 of the Beach Bites 2 book goes directly to the charities. After we've, you know, recoup our cost, and then $10 will go to the charities. But that year, we gave away like $32,000 during the COVID year.
That's amazing.
Normally, we give away $20 to $25. Our women will have a good time first,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll just open up their wallets to share their love and to, you know, there's lots of ways to give. Buy a raffle ticket. You can buy a cookbook. You can attend the event.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing we're showcasing at the event will be our DJ this year is Joe Pfeiffer. He's phenomenal. He is absolutely fantastic. And we have a special dancing segment from 7 to 7:30 where we will be featuring the different favorite dances from the Jitterbug on up to
cover the 70 years.
To cover the 70 years.
Oh, that's so great.
So we're going to, some of our ladies have been practicing and working with First Dance Ballroom.
I bet I know who too.
Yes. They've been working with Margaret Takas at First Dance Ballroom, and they're working on their show. And so with it, there'll be a little show. And then we're going to have some great dancing throughout the evening, food by Culinary Productions, and the women will be featuring for the appetizers, the recipes from the cookbook.
Oh, that's great.
So our women are going to be showcasing some of their talent because half of our meetings are potluck. Mm-hmm. And our ladies are great cooks. So this is a great cookbook. The money goes to charity. We don't keep anything. Mm-hmm. We pay for things. The money rolls straight through. You know, we have about $3,000 in our budget that goes from year to year to just help with offsetting the cost. The women pay their dues. And
that covers everything.
And it covers everything. And on we roll.
All right. The name of the book is Beach Bites 2, Pensacola Beach Woman's Club, favorites from over the years. So this isn't just this year's favorites. This is 70 years of favorites. If I wanted to get the book, where would I go?
You can go to a Venmo and payment Rhonda Dorfman, or you could go onto Facebook. And the books will be available through Children in Crisis, okay. Either the elementary school and the Chamber of Commerce on the beach will be also having some books to sell there.
Okay, so we have the books available and then sponsorships available for this event coming up in March, March 13th. That's at 5 o'clock. It's going to be at Sanders Beach. And everyone knows that's over at 913 South Street, Pensacola, right there on the water. Dinner, dancing, silent auctions, charity gaming, This is going to be a great event.
It is a fun event. Our food, like I said, Culinary Productions does a great job. We're going to have some steak again, pasta bar, salad bar, desserts provided. And it is going to be a fun evening. We're going to welcome everyone with a champagne fountain.
Oh, see, you left that out. You left saved that best for last, did you?
That's right. And we also want to thank the Islander for being our sponsor there for for our bar. It's going to be a great time.
All right. We've got a couple more minutes coming up, and we're going to talk about the final details of the big event coming up and a little bit more about the Pensacola Beach Woman's Club. If you've got a question, text it in at the Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. We'll be back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Rhonda Dorfman is here, president of the Pensacola Beach Woman's Club. We have just a few minutes left, Rhonda. Anything you want to tell our listeners about the event, the club, that we haven't touched on?
Well, like I said, this is a special 70-year celebration. We've taken our celebration into town, into the Sanders Beach at the Kareem Jones Resource Center. So if you're in town, but you love all things beach, or you want to support Children in Crisis, Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, the Pensacola Beach Elementary School, Charter School, A-plus school in our county. If you want to support any of those organizations or the Beach Church, come to our event on March 13th, 5 o'clock, fancy, fun attire.
So that's basically beach for anything goes.
That's right. And it also is wear those dancing shoes because we're going to be dancing the night away, enjoying games, great food, dancing, music. But it's all for the charities.
Right.
We throw a great party, and we want everyone to come out and support these charities. It's like if you're a charity and you want to raise money, you know how much work it takes to put on a special event.
Yes.
Well, we're doing all the work, and the charities just get the money.
Come and have fun.
They get to come have fun and get the money. So
yes.
Come out and support one of these charities if you feel up to it. March 13th, you can also just buy a raffle ticket. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Pensacola Beach Woman's Club. Yes, we know it's grammatically incorrect, but those women early in the 60s and 70s, it was We Are Women.
I am woman, hear me roar.
I am woman, hear me roar. That is correct. We went to the bank.
Oh, I should have played that song.
We built this clubhouse. That's correct. Mm-hmm. So Pensacola Beach Woman's Club on Facebook, you'll see all of the scan codes where you can get more information or you can message us. But if you want to purchase a ticket, we will get that ticket to you. If you want to purchase a raffle ticket, we can make that happen. If you want to purchase a cookbook, you'll see all our pictures, and I've got some really great recipes, and I'm from New Orleans.
Yes, I've had some of her delicious dishes before. So thank you so much, Rhonda, for being here.
This is
an amazing event. I'm super excited about it. I can't say enough good things about what the Pensacola Beach Women's Club does year-round for Pensacola Beach. They really are amazing. They volunteer their time. And the thing that I would have to say, as corny as it sounds, they volunteer with a smile. I have made so many friends that are members of the club, and I'm a member of the club, and I have so many friends that are members that are just, they're amazing women, and they dedicate their time and energy to really making a difference in the community, because a lot of events, they don't have the manpower to pull them off, the parades and the other events that happen year-round. And because of you, so often the events are successful. And it's really a big, huge thank you to the Pensacola Beach Women's Club.
Yes, and thank you for having us on. And I want to thank my Women's Club members for helping to make this an easy event to put on, because they work hard to do it.
Absolutely. March 13th, 2025, you can go to Facebook to get tickets. The Pensacola Beach Women's Club, sailing through the decades, celebrating 70 years. Thanks for being here, Rhonda.
Thank you.
So great to have you.